Hi guys, my name is Kai, and this is Heal with Kai, where we focus on healing, health, hygiene, and lifestyle.
Intentions should be intentional. Are you one with your intentions? Where do you keep your intentions? Intentions are a thing you intend to fulfill in any part of your life. Intentions end up showing you how you should show up for yourself. It's important to be intentional about what you have intentions about so you can make it happen. Intentions help you meet your goals. Better yet, just follow through and show up. Let's start with understanding what your intentions should look like. Here's a simple intention. I intend to be kind even under pressure. This means when you're going through things, you are not projecting the emotions that it comes with, but staying true to you. This takes practice and is very attainable. Let's break it down. Notice when you're under pressure. Are you a whole another person? Are you the same you? If you are the same you, wonderful. And you should think about other things that you intend to achieve. For those who are someone else, and that's the someone that you're not too fond of, it's time to train your mind to be more aware and to see the bigger picture. One thing for sure, nothing happens for no reason. And God would never give you anything you couldn't bear. Keep in mind, you are the creator of your own reality. So anything happening, whether good or bad, you have the control of how you react. So always remember when under pressure that you are still you. And this pressure doesn't define you. And if you need a moment, that's completely okay. But never let that determine how you will face your adversity with grace. It's important to work on understanding how you face your adversities and how exactly you set intentions to achieve this thing that you're trying to get to. I use that as an example because I felt like a lot of us struggle with being calm under pressure. And it's actually something that's amazing to work on because I love the reflection mode when you work on these deep things that help you create the life you desire. Like setting an intention and saying, I intend to get a new car this summer. Well, that means you have to cut back on spending. That means you may have to save. That means you may have to get a job. That means you have to figure it out and look at the possibilities and dissect the possibilities and get there. Because your intention was to buy this new car. So now, how do you intend to get there? It's one thing to set an intention, but there should also be a plan behind your set intention. Because without a plan, again, like I always say, you guys, without a plan, you will be kind of lost. And you would be wondering what's going on and you don't even understand. So it's definitely amazing to set intentions, but an intention without a plan, it's like a blind man without a cane. And I don't know if that resonates with you guys. It's like the blind person needs that to help, you know, just help them create a better lifestyle and help them have an easier transition with whatever it is that they're facing being, you know, told that they're blind. Always set an intention and always be realistic. Always keep in mind that your intentions can affect the things around you. So be intentional. And when I say that, I just mean think these things through. Don't just make intentions to make intentions. Don't just set intentions that are like far beyond your capable measures in your life and your circumstances and the things that you're faced with, because realistically, you won't get there. And anybody that's real knows that. Opportunity will create a broader spectrum for you to be able to make your intentions bigger, but start small. If this is your journey and this is a new journey for you on your healing quest, start small. Why trouble yourself with the aggravation of feeling like you have to go and run and push for things that you don't even think that you can attain, when you can get real with yourself, build on yourself like laying bricks, and as those bricks get taller, you'll be able to see more because you will be able to use those bricks to stand on them. It's important that you have a plan. And you're just not out here, Caribbean energy is coming through right now, whatlessly doing things. Because whatless behavior is honestly idle energy. And idle energy is a great space for unwanted energy to play. So always remember that. Be clear, be precise, be real, be you. Stay true to you, be intentional about you, be intentional about your growth, be intentional about where you stand, be intentional about where you want to go, and I promise that everything will start to work its own way out. And for all my prayers, continue to pray and continue to ask your God, once it's a good God, to help you on this quest. You don't have to do this alone. That's why I'm here. Let's set intentions together. Go ahead and look on Instagram for the post about intentions. And I challenge you to set some intentions for yourself. Some realistic ones. And let me know how it goes.
At the end of each episode, I present to you three questions that can be found on my Instagram to help assist you in your healing journey. You'll find them under the tags HWK, which means Heal with Kai's Questions.
My name is Kai, and this is Heal with Kai, and I'm sending you peace, love, and beautiful waters from all ends of the planet.
Don't forget to go and like, share, and subscribe, and follow my Instagram and YouTube for more updates on the next episodes coming very soon.